6 famous boulderites you should know. We can't say for sure if being an a circumflex boulder makes you a better or more successful person, but these celebrities from our fair city lend some credibility to the notion. And since we aren't a gossip site, these won't all be film and TV stars. We are showing you real people from Boulder who did, and are doing, interesting and popular things with their lives. 303. 3 in 2008. Photo credit, Ashley Rittenblom. Sean Foreman and Nathaniel Mott make up the electronica group 303, which received national success with their song Don't Trust Me. They gained even more attention when they collaborated with Kesha on their song My First Kiss. Both of the men are natives of Boulder. CO and the band was named after the city's area code, 303 was created in Boulder, and has been playing since its debut in 2004. Lou Amundson playing for New Orleans Hornets, March 15, 2013. Photo credit, Keith Allison. Though Amundson was born in Ventura, CA, he was raised in Boulder, Company. He even attended Monarch High School in Louisville. This NBA player has been a with many teams over his career, including 76ers, Suns, Pacers, Bulls, Clippers, and most recently, the NY Knicks. Amundsen also attempted to gain Swedish citizenship and play for their national team. Because his father was Swedish, the country ultimately denied his request for citizenship. He is currently a power forward center for the Knicks. Scott Carpenter during his recovery from spaceflight, photo credit, Andridge Airliner. Malcolm Scott Carpenter was an American astronaut born in Boulder in 1925. He graduated Boulder High in 1943. He was raised by his maternal grandparents off of Aurora and 7th Ave, which is allegedly where he got the name Aurora 7 for his spacecraft, but Carpenter has denied this connection. He was the first astronaut to eat solid food in space, and he was the fourth Americaner ever in space. He now has a park named after him here in Boulder, which features its own spaceship-inspired play structure. Kristin Davis, photo credit, Rosavia. This actress, famous for her role in Sex and the City, was born in Boulder, Company. She was an only child, and her parents divorced when she was still a baby. She was later adopted by CU Professor Keith Davis, who also married her mother. Davis has also appeared in A Circumflex Milrosa at Place, General Hospital, Friends, Will and Grace, A Circumflex Anna Seinfeld, A Circumflex Ole Burke. Admiral Ole Burke began life in Boulder, CO in 1901. Due to the outbreak of Spanish influenza in 1918, A Circumflex Oral Boulder schools were closed, and Burke never received a high school diploma. He won an alternate appointment to the Naval Academy from his local congressman. He was a relentless warrior, constantly pushing his squadron of destroyer ships near to boil a bursting point in both World War II and the Korean War. He eventually achieved the rank of Chief of Naval Operation, jumping 2 full ranks, and then worked closely with President Eisenhower during the height of the Cold War. Allen Ginsberg, left, and Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, right, in Boulder, Company. Photo credit, Karen Roper. Though he was not from Boulder, nor did he live here a majority of his life, Allen Ginsberg had an incredible impact on the city. By our reasoning, he is an honorary Boulderite. While trying to catch a cab in New York City, Ginsberg bumped into Naropa University founder, Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, with whom he became lifelong friends. Together with Anne Waldman, John Cage, and Diane D. Prima, they began the Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics at Naropa University. Naropa is renowned to this day for having hosted many beat poets thanks to the influence of Allen Ginsberg. The library at Naropa is named after him as well.